I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The winner of the 82nd Heisman Trophy awarded to the most outstanding player in college football is...
Lamar Jackson of University of Louisville.
Lamar Jackson leapt over a loaded field of Heisman Trophy contenders early in the season, and by the time he slowed down, nobody could catch him. The sensational sophomore quarterback became the first Louisville player to win the Heisman Trophy, beating out preseason favorite Deshaun Watson of Clemson despite some late season struggles. Jackson, in his first season as Louisville's full-time starter, racked up 51 touchdowns, averaged 410 yards per game in total offense. He became the youngest Heisman winner at 19 years, 352 days. Jackson is the first Heisman Trophy winner since Tim Brown of Notre Dame in 1987 to play on a team that lost its last two games of the regular season. He is the first to enter the postseason without a chance to win the national title since Johnny Manziel of Texas A&M in 2012. So you say you didn't see the award ceremony Saturday in New York? You weren't alone. This year's show scored a lowly 1.7 rating for ESPN. That's a 35% drop in viewership. Ratings were higher in the previous 5 years when the Heisman Trust restricted voters from releasing their ballots ahead of the ceremony. The Hong Kong Open produced some great golf for fans to watch. David Howell had been hobbling with a foot injury for a considerable time, but after 6 weeks' rest, managed to equal the course record with a round of 63 on the third day.
Yeah, very nice. You know, just snuck through to make the cut yesterday and battled well, birdied two of the last four or five holes to make it through. And that's always the first thing in professional golf. You've got to be here for the weekend. And someone always makes a move on Saturday morning, and it was glorious out there today. And sure enough, things went my way. I think luck was on my side today. Obviously played some pretty nice golf as well, and delighted to finish with a birdie there to make the most of the round.
But Howell's amazing score was not enough to put him in serious contention. Australian Sam Brazel emerged the winner by one shot over playing partner Rafa Cabrera-Bello of Spain.
I settled in pretty quickly today. It wasn't as bad as yesterday. So I had a great playing partner in Rafa, and it was a stoke to play. I was stoked to play with him for the last 2 days.
Although just one shot apart, Cabrera-Bello admired Brazel's play.
I've played with him last 2 days. He's played very solid golf. He's been very, very patient. He's shown lots of maturity, and he's a well-deserved winner.
For Brazel, this was his first win. His best previous finish was 11th. More than the prize money and trophy, Brazel now has playing privileges on the European Tour and is looking forward to 2017.
I'll just enjoy it while I've got the time now, and work out a schedule for next year, and enjoy the ride.
The painful saga of corruption in world football continued as the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Geneva, Switzerland, announced former FIFA president Sepp Blatter had lost his appeal against a 6-year ban by FIFA.
The appeal of Mr. Blatter has been dismissed. Accordingly, the decision rendered by the FIFA Appeals Committee in February this year remains in force, and Mr. Blatter remained banned from taking part in any football-related activity at national and international level for 6 years as from 8 October 2015, and must still pay a fine of 50,000 Swiss francs.
Blatter was banned for approving a $2 million payment to former French football great Michel Platini in 2011.
The panel found that Mr. Blatter breached the FIFA Code of Ethics, one, by approving a payment of 2 million Swiss francs in favor of Michel Platini outside any contractual basis, and two, by awarding contributions to Michel Platini under the FIFA Executive Committee retirement scheme. So in both situations, both payments amounted to an undue gift.
The verdict ends Blatter's hopes of becoming honorary president of the soccer body he left in disgrace in February. He faces a separate FIFA ethics investigation into suspected bribery linked to multi-million dollar bonuses in top executives' contracts. He is also a stated target of U.S. federal prosecutors in their sprawling investigation of corruption linked to international soccer officials and an expected witness in a separate Swiss probe of German organizers of the 2006 World Cup. Blatter denies any wrongdoing. Would you like to know what it's like to be 9-time Olympic gold medalist and sprinting legend Usain Bolt? Well, there's a new documentary based on the Jamaican's life called I Am Bolt.
When I watched the movie, it was so good because I could feel all emotions throughout everything. Like, I was reliving my life again when I was watching that. And that's why I was really so pleased about what they have done, because they captured everything that I wanted them to capture. And I'm knowing that when people watch this, they will feel the same way that I'm feeling. And that's what I wanted people to see, the struggles, the pain, the triumph, and just the stress that I've been through.
The movie was shot on location during the 2008 Beijing Olympics, 2012 London Olympic Games, the Germany World Championships, as well as the recently concluded Rio 2016 Olympic Games. Even the great Usain Bolt has role models that inspired him.
My inspiration over the years has always been Michael Johnson, Donald Quarry, and Kevin Garnett. I mean, these are the guys that have really inspired me over the years to do what I do and to be confident in what I do.
The 30-year-old Bolt, who is widely considered as the greatest sprinter of all time and the only athlete to have won 3 consecutive Olympic gold medals in the 100, 200, and 4x100-meter relay events, says he will not run the 200-meter distance to train for next year's World Championships in London.
No matter how much I'm relaxed, I'm still a competitor. I still never want to lose. I mean, so I'm definitely going to train hard. We're just trying to less harder method of working and just be more efficient, you know what I mean? Because I won't be running the 200 meters this year, so we just got to find different ways of getting fit without doing longer distances.
Bolt did say London is where he will retire.
I came in the Olympics and it was just magnificent, you know what I mean? So I know the energy that they're going to bring for the World Championship, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. So I think it's a good place to retire. I don't know if it was somewhere else, if I would go, but it's in London, so it's a good thing.
The Jamaican has also won the International Association of Athletics Federations Award a record 5 times and the Laureus World Sports Award for Sportsman of the Year 3 times. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.